Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me right now, if you haven't had a chance to see it yet, I highly recommend the newest 30 for 30 documentary on ESPN. It's actually on the ESPN Plus app, if I'm not mistaken. And I had a chance to look at it this past week, and it was good. If you're a basketball fan, a college basketball fan of the last couple decades, you owe it to yourself to see The Last Days of Night. Joining me right now to talk about the documentary is the director and narrator of the 30 for 30. Robert Abbott joining me on CBS Sports Radio right now. Robert, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. So, first of all, kudos on the documentary. I thought it was great. I thought it was insightful, and it should be given your history with this topic going back to your days at CNN. I guess two parts here. For the benefit of the audience, just give the thumbnail sketch as to how you first became involved in this story all the way back in the late 90s. And the question I have is, what inspired you to put this together in a documentary form at this time?
Well, back in 1999, three McDonald's High School All-Americans had left Bob Knight's program at Indiana. First, it was Neil Reed. Then it was Jason Collier. And then in 99, it was Luke Recker. So it was 97, 98, 99. And my boss at CNN, Steve Robinson, called me into his office and said, something's not right. Like, why are three really good players leaving Knight's program? Go make some phone calls and find out why. Ask some questions. And I didn't think it was going to be much of a story at the time. I thought it would be about high school athletes who have a new sense of entitlement in the late 90s. You know, I'm too good. I you can't coach me, especially a coach like Knight, who's a real demanding disciplinarian. But 3 days into my reporting, I spoke to Neil Reed, who told me a number of different stories. And I doubted him at first, and I said, I don't know if this guy's telling me the truth. And over the span of the next 9 months, I developed a relationship with Neil, and I talked to dozens of other players who had gone to Indiana. And I realized that he was telling me the truth. So we put a piece on the air in March leading right up to the tournament in 2000. And it alleged that Coach Knight had choked Neil Reed and he had kicked the president out of practice. And pardon me, but he had come out of a bathroom stall and wiped his behind and said, you guys are playing like S, you know what. And they denied everything. And over the next month, they attacked Neil Reed, myself, CNN. And I just kept reporting on it. And I knew what Neil had told me was true because I had six or seven people corroborating it on and off the record. And then my reporting uncovered a videotape of practice. And then we did another story saying that Indiana had denied it all. Here's the tape. You decide. And then that's what led to Bob Knight's zero tolerance. And ultimately, throughout that summer, I continued to get phone calls from Indiana that he was violating his zero tolerance. He had sworn at one of the university general counsels, a woman, verbally abused her. And so I just kept reporting on it. And then when he grabbed a student, that was the last straw. And he was fired in September of 2000. So that was 17 months of my life back in 1999 and 2000 of reporting. And I just followed it step by step, phone call by phone call, interview by interview, and it it ultimately led to Coach Knight being fired, which I never thought would happen.
Yeah, I think any basketball fan who watched college basketball in the late 90s and early 2000s, Robert, remember seeing that video for the first time of Bobby Knight grabbing Neil Reed by the throat. And I just found it interesting. I think there's so many parallels with that story that you did, the whole arc of it, that you can compare to stories that we've seen in the last few years. And the first one I thought of was with the video where with Ray Rice, we didn't, you know, he was getting punished for what he did to his then fiance, but until the video showed up, that's when the punishments got real severe. And even though we heard this story, this anecdote about Bobby Knight choking Neil Reed, until the video showed up, that's when Indiana was like, oh my God, we really need to go into some damage control mode here. When you first saw the video, you were the first one to see the video, you know, other than the person maybe who sent it to you. What was your reaction?
I had heard about it from so many different people and so many different times, it's going to be hard to explain. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't blown away. Like, as a journalist, I just kept wanting to make sure I got it right. What I can tell you is when I brought it in and showed my bosses, one said, holy S-H-I-T, and the other one said, if you did that here, you'd be fired immediately. And that was the initial reaction I got from them, because, and that was the vice president who went on to become president of CNN for 10 years, Jim Walton. He's like, if that happened in this workplace, you'd be gone. And so we put the next story on the air, and, you know, it's interesting. The Ray Rice, if you remember, at first the video of her on the floor as the door open came out, and we still didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, and I don't know the exact timeline, it was several weeks later or days later or whatever, then all of a sudden you have him hitting her, striking her inside the elevator. And it's really the power of video. And for years, people in the African-American community alleged that police abused African Americans, and then you see the Rodney King beating, and you're like, holy moly, like, is that what goes on? And I'm not here to disparage the police departments across America, but it's just an example of when you see video. And now, in talking to Rick Davis, who's in the film, he's head of standards and practices at CNN, we had a long conversation about back then, you know, unless a news camera was somewhere, it didn't happen, right?
Yep.
Now there's hundreds of millions of cameras around the world. Everyone has a mobile phone. Everyone has a camera on their mobile phone. So when something happens, you catch it, and you catch it quickly. I just watched the news tonight, and a 7-year-old kid gets dragged off a bus, and one of his students popped on his phone and videotaped it.
Yep.
5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that kid would have said, hey, they grabbed me upside down. My head was bouncing across the bottom of the bus.
Yep.
And we would have said, I don't know, maybe he's making it up. But now you see, and you can judge for yourself is the biggest thing. There's still some people who don't believe Coach Knight choked Neil Reed. There's no doubt he popped him in the neck. And his head snapped back. But there's still people who watch the video and have a different perspective of it, and that's their opinion. They have the right to that. And that's what I think the beauty of video is in this day and age. You can put the video on air and say, judge for yourself. And oftentimes, in the case of Ray Rice, it confirms something. I mean, why did she, when the elevator doors opened and she was unconscious and he was pulling her out, I mean, what did we think happened in there? Right?
Yeah, no, right. And a lot of people go, well, maybe she was passed out, she was drunk or whatever. People color in the rest of the picture to suit maybe what their conclusion is of the whole thing. Robert Abbott is the director of Last Days of Knight, the 30 for 30 on Bobby Knight. Robert, I want to ask you about Neil Reed and the late Neil Reed. I don't know how many people out there know that Neil Reed had passed away in the last few years. I really liked the part of it towards the end where you talked about kind of when he arrived at a very peaceful place with his role in the whole story. Can you share with the audience? Because I feel like this is as much a story about Neil Reed as it is about Bobby Knight.
Yeah, it's interesting. Someone I really respect at ESPN said, hey, I'm glad you ended on the victim and not the victimizer. Because so many times, all the attention is on the abuser and not the abused. And in this case, Neil Reed, I felt like for 9 months I was a therapist. I listened to him. We became We talked all the time. We talked about a number of different things. He didn't want to go on the air. Excuse me. He didn't want to go on camera. And then finally, when he stopped playing basketball, he was ready. I sensed he was ready. At one point, he called me and said, I want to do it today. I said, no, think about it. I want to make sure you're ready for this. It's going to change your life, because I didn't want to take advantage of him. He thought about it for a couple of days, called me back, and I did the interview with him. And it wasn't until I did this film where I went back to the box in my basement where I have all my reporter's notebooks and the video, and I popped the video in of the interview I did with him where he watched himself being choked. Because when I got the tape, I flew Neil Reed to Atlanta and CNN Center because I wanted him to watch it and say, is this exactly the moment you were talking to me about? And this, mm-hmm. these are your allegations. And for 40 minutes, and again, Neil and I, he trusted me about as much as you can trust anyone. And so he understood what I was doing. I just kept asking him, take me inside your head, take me inside your heart. What if Coach Knight was sitting here? What are you thinking about now? And I put him through the ringer. And it wasn't until 18 years later that I popped that video in, or 15 years later, I popped that video in that I said, oh my goodness, look at the look on his face. And I knew how much it hurt him then. But as a storyteller, I felt like I failed because I never told that human part of the story. Hmm. Our follow-up story, our first story alleged or put forth the allegations that he was choked and the toilet paper incident and the coach getting the president getting kicked out of practice. And then when we got the video, the second story we did on CNN was just to say, hey, this is what Indiana said, that it never happened. You be the judge. And it was all about the journalism. Here's what we reported at first. Here's what we got. You decide. And I never followed up with how much it hurt Neil Reed, because when he first spoke to me, there was about a month before that interview aired, and I think he was in his just a great place. He had gotten it off his chest,
yeah,
kind of like he had exercised it, and then he was thrown into the media spotlight. And I think everybody who watches this film should look at it and watch it, because that's what happens when you're a gymnast at Michigan State and you raise your hand and say, Larry Nassar did this to me. Your life is turned upside down when you accuse a Bill Cosby or a Weinstein or a Matt Lauer. Like, that's what you go through.
Yeah.
And that's why people don't come forward with the truth. And that's why oftentimes people in power use that, take advantage of that power. And people are afraid to step forward because it took a huge chunk out of Neil Reed. And yeah. It wasn't until I went out to California in 2016 and found out who he became at his high school. And I think it's the best part of the film. I think it gives the film a heart and soul, and I'm glad you enjoyed that part of it.
Very much so. And I would add Penn State and Joe Paterno to those list of comparisons.
Exactly.
You know, just the reaction of the campus was so similar to
Jerry
the reaction to Jerry Sandusky.
And Joe Paterno, right?
Yep. Yeah, no question about it. We've got about 45 seconds, so we got to be quick with this, Robert. But were you surprised when Bobby Knight got hired at Texas Tech?
Oh, no. No, not at all. He's the all-time winningest basketball coach. There's always going to be, when you're a winner, you're always going to find a job.
Yeah.
You're always going to find a job. It didn't surprise me at all, no.
Robert Abbott is the director of Last Days of Knight. I give it the highest recommendation, a really, really good 30 for 30. Go find it and go watch it, and it's a compelling story, no question about it. Robert, great job on that. Congratulations, and hope to talk to you again down the road. Enjoyed it.
Great. Thanks for watching the film, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Have you a bet.
Great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.